Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, yeah, now we're going to find out why the Menker is calling. Probably got another Netflix special.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up? What do you got going on, brother?
I got going on. I got something for your listeners and something for a road trip. I bought a bar called The Den.
Are you kidding me? Where is the Den?
It's in Hazard, Nebraska.
Okay, where's Hazard, Nebraska?
That question. It's in the middle of everywhere, but nowhere. It is just north of Kearney.
What's the name of the town?
Hazard.
Hazard.
As in Dukes of.
Okay.
All right.
One Z or two? I think the Dukes of Hazard had two Z's, didn't they?
Yeah, they got one.
Are you keeping the name? Or are you going to call it the Menker?
No, it's called The Den. I can't afford a Menker's time.
That's how people keep the names.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's not a good sign.
I know they used to run things. I know you've done stuff before. You used to run a comedy club in Dubuque, I believe, right? I mean, so you know what you're doing. But what's it like? Are you going to put comedy in there?
I have already had comedy. We had Mike Baldwin from Kansas City. I got... Jeff Richards coming up the 14th of May from Saturday Night Live. And I got blues and rock music. Got a piano player this weekend. And got food open for lunch at 11 o'clock. Prime rib on Saturday.
What's the population of Hazard? I realize Carney's right there.
With me there, it's 71.
71 people. All right, cool. But and Carney's right down the road, correct?
Carney's down the road, Pleasant down the road, Orange down the road, Broken Bow, Blue City.
Yeah.
We're at crossroads of Metroplex.
Are you a hands-on? You bartending, hanging out? What are you doing?
Oh, my God, I do it all.
Yeah.
I wash dishes, I vacuum, I freaking bartend, I do it all.
How do you not drink every night?
Because I got to make money. I could probably out.
Yeah, you'll drink yourself broke, right?
Yeah. Anyone that says Z92 heard me, they get one free beer. There you go.
Oh, there you go. They're the banker on Z92. Get one free beer at the Den in
Hazard, Nebraska.
Right. I think you should extend that to our Wichita listeners, too.
Yeah. Anybody wants to drive up there, right?
And
the Blaze.
And the Blaze and Lincoln.
The Blaze and Lincoln.
All right. So what else is going on besides that?
That's my full-time activity.
I knew that. I thought you were plugging something else. Okay, you got some gigs coming up.
Yeah, I will later, but right now that's my new thing. And thank you for having me on and have a listener come up for a beer.
Are you fixing the place up,
brother?
Or you know, was it in pretty good shape when you bought it?
Did you say gussied it up? Did you say gussied it up?
Fixing it up.
It's in good shape. It's a turn.
Oh, we lost.
Looks good.
Okay. Cool, bud. Thanks. Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
See you, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. One of the problems with living in Hazard, Nebraska.
Spotty cell service.
Right. Cell service is a little spotty.
I didn't think there was actually any place named Hazard. Like, Nick, I thought that
been?
Was just...
Have you been there, Nick?
They might have changed the name to that when Minky moved in.
Hell!
I hope it goes well for him.
He said, if you want to learn about Hazard, Nebraska, listen to the old Richard Marx song. That's from Scott. I have no idea what that's about. I mean, I like Richard Marx, but I'm not sure.
What song?
Don't know. That's why you just don't
Not real
something.
Familiar with the entire Richard Marx catalog.
Neither am I. I mean, he wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people, and I love him on Twitter. You know, he's got a lot of money.
Isn't he with Daisy Fuentes?
Yeah. Lives in Malibu, and he bangs Daisy Fuentes every day. So.
When people come at him, they're like,
they come at it,
they're washed up, and he's like, oh, yeah, here's the beach from my balcony, and my wife is Daisy Fuentes, so okay.
He's great at that, too, because people think since he doesn't have a zillion hits on his own, and he still does, if you know that, if you like that kind of music, he wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people. He's got tons of money.
Yeah, this puts him at $25 million, and he's sold more than 30 million albums in his lifetime.
Hello,
so, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Him alone, right. But people, they hear one song of the 80s, they think, and well, it's right-wing maggots troll him all the time. And he goes, yeah, this is a meal. On my house in Malibu with Daisy Fuentes in the background in a bikini. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Right Here Waiting. That's the one I always that's the one that if Richard Marx, that's the one that comes to mind.
Well, in the late 80s, he had a bunch of hits.
Don't Mean Nothing is the one
that was it. Don't
comes
mean nothing,
to mind
right?
with me.
Yeah.
And the song,
so I don't know the Hazard, Nebraska song.
Just called Hazard. My mother came to Hazard when I was just 7. Even then, the folks in town said, with prejudiced eyes, that boy's not right. I could play a little bit of it for you.
That's fine.
No.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
We could listen to the Wicked Game Fart again.
I like that. I always like the Wicked Game Fart, too. So we've been fart-centric this morning, which is not like us at all. All right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Todd, what's the breathing technique that makes you go to sleep? Mine is 1, 2, 3, and I pop a melatonin. But this is 4, 7, 8.
Sounds like a kid's song.
I can attest.
1, 2, 3, right. Pop a melatonin.
This works. You breathe in for 4 seconds.
4 seconds, okay.
You hold it for 7 seconds.
And then you pass out.
Then you exhale. You just got to practice. I bring this stuff up and push just shoots it down right away all the time.
I'm just saying holding your breath for 7 seconds.
If you practice, it comes pretty naturally.
Yeah.
And then the exhaling, you kind of you purse your lips and then exhale that way and try to push it out for 8 seconds. If you're doing it at first, it might be hard to push it, exhale for 8 seconds. But if you practice enough, you can do it. And I use this when I nap almost every day, and it seems to be effective.
Is it noisy? Like, are you going to keep the other person in the bed up?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Well, he's not napping with anybody.
I know, but I'm assuming he goes to bed at night, too.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
well, that's vodka.
I'm currently not. Yeah.
That's 4, 7, 8 Tito's.
When there's puppies, there's separate bedrooms.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Like, did you skip 6?
No, but you're not making any noise.
I didn't know.
You can do it silently.
Well, this is 4, 7, 8, the technique, Nick.
Yeah.
For some reason. 4, 7, 8 Tito's.
What that article does not discuss, and I've asked any number of people who you would like to do the breathing techniques. What's the science behind it? Because it works.
It does mellow you out.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Lowering your heart rate.
Before I found melatonin, I would debreathe in the bedroom.
Well, another thing I think it does is it makes you concentrate on the breathing, and then it turns off the cogs in your
brain. That's the main thing. Yeah.
You're focusing.
You're narrowing your focus
on your breathing, and so your mind isn't all over the place.
Blocking out the other noise.
All right.
The best guru quote I've seen is he equated the mind to a glass of muddy water. And if you let it settle, then all the crap sinks to the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah, if you settle your mind down, then
you spout off Monday through Friday on the show.
Then the crap floats to the bottom.
Right.
What is it? There's one of those apps that's got a commercial running right now that, you know, it's what the different colored noises. And they said one of them's supposed to be really good for blocking out the other thoughts in your brain and helping you go to sleep.
Who was it that used the alfalfa waves? Was that Austin? Yeah, he uses alpha waves or something like that. That sounds like, you know, something that app might have.
Yeah, but Austin's pretty messed up.
Talk about colored noises. A nephew fight. He got into a car the other day and he goes, "Smells like purple in here."
I think it's green noise that's on that commercial.
I could fall asleep listening to the Wicked Game fart, though, in a heartbeat. I could fall asleep to that over and over.
Oh, yeah.
I was just giggling and fall asleep.
What's the difference between white noise and green noise?
Well, it says green noise provides you with a reliable, calming background noise buffer. It falls into the mid-range of the sound frequency spectrum, so you won't be bothered by any extreme treble or bass. It also drowns out other distracting sounds while also soothing symptoms of anxiety and ADHD. It says try green noise if you want to feel relaxed and focused at the same time. Whether you're trying to work, read, write, or sleep, green noise can help.
You had me at try green.
Their examples of green noise are heavy rainfall, rolling waves.
Yeah, I mean something that's outside stuff.
Soft breezes through a forest or driving noise. Those are apparently green noises.
Yeah, I had that wave back in the.
That's weird because some are natural, and then the driving stuff isn't natural sound.
No.
I had the wave that thing. Didn't years ago somebody give us those, Todd? We each had you put them on your nightstand.
Yeah.
And it was like wave was one, rain was one, ocean was one, rain. And I tried the wave one a couple of times at night, but it was also you had to turn it off, you know. And
there's seven different colored noises. And white noise is your standard. That's your a fan, a vacuum, air conditioner, TV or radio static.
Nick just falls asleep to Matt Rule's press conference, and he goes, "Oh, yeah.
That's red noise.
We might get seven this year. Seven, four, all right, seven,
third down conversions will be up.
Who's going to be the quarterback, and is he worth it? Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, the green stuff.
Well,
he
said
I'm
recently
at
that
here.
You don't like offense. If the offense is going well, you don't have a lot of third downs.
So you are the voice of Matt Rule on the show now. Okay, good for you.
Dynamite insight there, Coach.
He's a Penn State.
It made
guy,
sense.
So hey, we're going to play like we're in the Canadian League, where you only get three downs. Good approach.
Rock 'em, sock 'em.
Brown noise sounds bad, but it's
that's
probably
the,
not.
That's the wicked game part, yeah. Right? That's brown noise. Yeah.
We already discussed.
Brown noise has been the theme of the show this morning.
Yes. Rumbling thunder, strong winds, a purring cat, or a crackling fire are considered brown noise.
Oh, I like a crackling fire, you know. That noise would be kind of cool.
Pink
of course, you wouldn't
noise?
Be able to hear the real fire in your house then, you know.
Pink noise, rustling leaves, the hum inside an airplane cabin, the hum of a fridge, or steady rain on a tin roof.
Rush didn't.
It had to be said. It had to be said.
I was lucky I just didn't lean into it and yell it, but I didn't feel like I could pull off of the B-52s right now this morning. I'm not in that headspace.
Yeah. Blue, violet, and gray are the other three. And they're all different.
Also a good Bad Company song.
Blue, silver, violet,
blue,
and gray.
Yeah. Silver, blue, and gold. Great song, man. Yeah.
Todd, here you go. Violet noise. It says if you have tinnitus, violet noise is best for masking high-frequency sounds in your environment.
What's violet noise?
Violet.
Oh, violet. That's, okay.
I heard violent, too.
Violet noise is the sound of you getting your ass beat.
The sound of women screaming gets rid of Todd's tinnitus.
Sounds like a high-pitched hiss or sizzle, a lot like running water from a faucet. That's supposed to help drown out the tinnitus.
And you have that problem, right, Todd? If you lay at night with no noise at all, you'll hear something in your ears?
If I'm anywhere and there's no other sound, nobody's making any other sound, that's all I can hear.
Man.
All right, bring this up.
Yeah.
Right. Sweeping violet noise.
I was hoping it's brown noise.
That's violet?
That's noise. That's annoying.
Man. It is. But
so it's tinnitus, right?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be better than just listening to the ringing in your
ear. It sounds like all the locusts are raining.
Yeah. Give us the brown noise. The one I'm talking about.
I can find that.
You have to find that, you know. That'll put me right asleep. And I giggle first, too. You know?
Uh,
Oh, the Menker's got a bar. Jesus. All right.
Right?
he needs to be around alcohol. He really does.
God, I hope there's a kitchen manager.
I hope there's a bar manager, you know.
Yeah.
You just sit at the end of the bar sweating like he does, drinking vodka, you know.
Minky doing taxes on a business?
Well, he used to run a comedy club. I think he knows what he's doing, but when it's your bar, that's a little different, right? Okay.
Yeah, man.
You got to do a show out there, Nick. I know how much you love hanging out with him.
God, you'd have to pay in advance.
If you paid the advance, you'd do the show, right?
Yeah.
All right, bring me up.
I don't know.
All right, this is Brown Noise.
This is on a loop.
Worth the wait.
Yeah. It's perfect.
That was so stupid. All right, we have an hour left. I'm tired now hearing that. I want to go to sleep. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad. With Chime checking account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab an extra latte. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.